Okay, I guess this means it's starting. So, my name is Liv Akers. I'm 14. Today is the 10th? The 10th? 9th?
11th.
It's October 11th. Speaking with my mother, and we're in Grants Pass, Oregon. So, since we're, like, recording about stories, we're going to start with you telling me a story about something that happened, like, recently.
Anything that happened recently?
I don't know, a funny story, whatever.
A funny story?
Yeah.
That happened recently?
Yeah.
A funny story that happened recently.
Yes.
You didn't prepare me very well because I don't really have a funny story in my brain. I'm trying to think.
You can think as long as you want.
Think time. Should we play the Jeopardy song?
Do, 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 do.
Oh, I have a funny story. Okay, so at work today, I was... So all of our doors in our classrooms are all decorated for the theme, which is kindness.
Mm-hmm.
So, someone's room has, it's like kindness, something or other on there, and it has all these pictures of famous people, and like, it has a picture of like Malala and like all these different, famous people who are famous for doing good deeds. And one of them is Princess Diana. And her eyes are, like, facing the wrong way. Like, it's, like this. Like she's... And so I pointed it out to someone, and I was like, has anyone noticed that weird, creepy picture of Princess Di? Like, there's so many nicer pictures out there. Why did they pick this picture? And they're like, oh, that's not the worst of it. So today, we had some firemen in the building, and one of the firemen asked the teachers if we were all teachers here, and... she was like, well, that we have some aides too. And he's like, okay, has anyone pointed out the mistake,
mistake
on the door? So my friend and I went running over to the door because we didn't want someone to tell us the mistake. We have to find the mistake.
Yeah.
And, they had spelled kindness wrong on the door, and it's been up for a month and nobody's noticed.
So you've just been focused. You're too busy focusing on Princess Diana's eyes.
Because her creepy eyes. Like, why did they pick that picture? But then they spelled kindness wrong, and I never noticed it because I was too busy being creeped out by Princess Diana. So that's my funny story.
Diddly darn dang.
Funny story for you. That's the funniest I could think of at the moment.
It was great. Okay, let's move on then. So where have you lived in America in your life, like everywhere?
Where have I lived?
Many places.
In my life. All right, anyway, I was born in Providence, Rhode Island.
Same as me. Wow, oh, twinning.
Same as you. In the same hospital as you.
Wow.
Actually, no, that's a lie. I was born in the old hospital and you were born in the new hospital. And then we lived in, when I was a little child, we lived in New Hampshire and Massachusetts, and then we moved back to Rhode Island, and then I moved to Massachusetts, and then we moved to Oregon, and then I moved back to Rhode Island as a youngster, as a college student, and then, your dad and I moved to North Carolina.
What?
And after North Carolina, we moved back to Oregon. Or not back to Oregon, back to Rhode Island. And now we live in Oregon again.
Wow.
It's a vicious circle, a cycle. Mm-hmm. Providence, Oregon, Providence, Oregon.
Providence, Oregon, Providence, Oregon. So I know you did the cross-country road trip with me the last time we moved to here. When was the time you did the cross-country road trip when you moved, like when you were a kid?
Well, in 1988, I took a cross-country road trip with my parents, and we took a whole month, and we drove across the country and back to Massachusetts where we lived. And then the following year, we moved to Oregon, but I took a plane. But then, when I moved from Oregon back to Rhode Island, Grandpa Richard drove me across, and I have driven across three other times, too.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yes.
We thought the 10-day trip was painful. You went for a month.
Yes. Just me, Grandma, and Grandpa Richard.
Oh, boy.
And my headphones. And they would get mad if I listened to my headphones too loud. Because, like, you know, if you're standing outside of someone's headphones and you can hear the music, it's like, you can't really hear it.
I do that
And they
too.
Would get so mad because I was listening to LL Cool J just much too loud.
Oh, gosh. Well, I do that too. Because, like, when you're in a car listening to music and you don't want to listen to the same music as the one that's playing, you just, like, try to drown it out, but you can't.
Yes.
So there's too much happening, so you make it louder, and then it just gets loud.
Yes, they didn't like that very much.
Not many people do. Next question. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood, and what were you like as a child?
I don't really remember much about my childhood.
That's depressing.
I know, but I remember little things. Like, I remember spending the weekend at Granny's house because I thought I was a princess in her house. Because I was the only child, and I was also the only one allowed to hang out in the fancy living room.
Oh, wow.
Yes, but that was because I knew not to touch anything. Mm-hmm. So I hung out with Granny quite a bit. She would take me to the tennis with the ladies, mm-hmm. and we'd stay at the beach house.
Wow.
Yes, it was very fancy.
Sounds like so much fun.
I think as a child, I was a lot like you. I was very independent. Mm-hmm. And once I hit age 12, I was very sullen. And I had the same attitude you had for a little while.
There's nothing on the door. It's Harper.
And I was smart, too, like you.
You're still smart.
Oh, I mean, I was also a spelling bee champion.
Wow. Well, I was a spelling bee champion. I got to the second round, and I was very proud of that.
So I was pretty smart. I was always a pretty good reader, and I was pretty good at entertaining myself because I was an only child. So I'm still pretty good at being by myself for that because I'm pretty independent. Thank goodness.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And you must have been smart because you grew up to become a teacher, so...
Yeah,
that's pretty teacher-ish, sort of teacher-ish, kind of
the type of person who teaches things.
You know, it's funny because I remember when I was younger, you'd always say that you were really bad at math, and now you like teach young children how to do math.
I know. Well, thank God for new math. It's brought a whole new way of thinking to the elders.
I feel like that's like a stereotype, though. Is how most people your age are like, oh my God, I hate the new math, and you're like, I'm so happy we have new math.
Well, I think that's because the people who are against the new math, maybe they understood math when they were younger, the old way, but it took the new math for me to actually understand math. And maybe the people that don't like the new math just didn't really explore it. Maybe they just were like, oh God, there's a new way to do math, because like the first time you brought home math homework that was different from how I did it, you were like, Mom, you're not doing it right. But now I probably would do it right because I've actually
studied up.
Well, no, but I've actually studied up on how to do the math the new way. I don't think a lot of the people my age have actually done that unless they had to.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, so is that all we need to know about my childhood?
Yeah. So what's a teacher or another adult that had a big impact on your life when you were growing up?
Well, I don't really know. I guess I've spent a lot of time in the library, but I don't even remember the librarian's name.
So there was no adult in your life as a child that you actually cared about?
No, I mean, I cared about them all equally, I guess. I guess Granny, she was always my big impactor of my life. Mm-hmm. And Aunt Peg.
Aunt Peg?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's my favorite aunt.
How did they, like, influence you?
Well, I don't know. I think I just hung out with Granny a lot, so I just liked her so much. And then Aunt Peg, she actually wasn't really my aunt when I first met her, because she was just Uncle John's girlfriend. But, I don't know. I've spent a lot of time with her. I've always wanted to be just like her. She's a good mom. She's smart. She's a good teacher. She likes to cook. She's nice.
Sounds like you.
Well, then I guess I'm growing up to be just like her.
Well, there we go. There we go. So,
woo!
There's no one else that, like, influenced you, informed who you are today?
I think I formed myself.
That goes back to the independence thing. All
right. I know. Maybe that's what it is.
Good job. Yeah. Wow. Like, was there anyone, like, you idolized? Like, maybe a celebrity or something?
Nothing.
Well, I used to have a framed picture of Kirk Cameron next to my bed.
I mean, part of me is like, that's really weird. Another part of me remembers that I have a framed picture of my entire favorite band next to my bed. So.
Well, I just chose one boy for my teen
and
crush.
And I chose seven.
Yeah. Oops. I would say that the Beastie Boys were my big influence in life.
Well, you still have all those posters.
They
you
told me to
them.
Fight for my right to party.
And okay. I guess now you're my big influencer because I actually got that reference.
Well, there you go.
There we go.
Maybe question I answer. Am doing it right.
Maybe. I guess so.
All hail the Beastie Boys.
Okay, we're moving on. We're moving on. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today, or any negative ones?
Well, I think a lot of the positive moments and memories are probably just that we moved to Oregon, because I feel like if I didn't move to Oregon, then I wouldn't be the same, or I wouldn't have the same ideas or ideals. Mm-hmm. So I think moving to Oregon was probably the most positive moment or memory of what made me who I am today. And there's always negative events or memories that shaped who you are. I think that certain relationships with adults when I was younger maybe makes for a harder relationship forming as I'm a grown up.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily I recognize that, so I work on it every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I work on that.
So like, no, did you have any, like, toxic relationships when you were younger?
I feel like my relationship with my mother is pretty toxic.
So that's, like, that's why we always compare you and your mom to Emily and Lorelai, and we're Lorelai and Rory.
Yes, yeah. Because I don't think that I would want to have that kind of relationship with you as my own child.
I don't want that relationship with you. So, well, look, how convenient.
I know, look at
so
us.
So convenient.
So those would be the negative things, just relationships with adults. Mm-hmm. Because maybe those adults don't know how to deal with kids or being grown-ups, or because maybe they had difficult relationships with their adults in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was well put.
Well, yeah.
Moving on. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young?
I don't really think it's much different from what I imagined it to be.
Mm.
I wanted to grow up and get married and have some kids. I wanted 3 kids. And I wanted to have 2 boys and then a girl. And the rule was, this was my theory, because I was going to get married and I was going to have a boy, and then I was going to have another boy, and then I was going to magically have a girl. But that didn't happen. So I made a rule, and the rule was, if I had a girl first, I was only going to have one. And then if I had the girl next. So it was basically I was only going to have boys if I didn't have them after or before a girl. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. So like if you didn't get them before the girl, then you just weren't going to have
them. Yeah, I was just going to have a girl and that was it. But then I got married and I got pregnant and there was this girl baby.
Hi. And nice to meet you.
Yes. So I had a girl first and then I was like, oh, fine, I'll do it again. So then I got one more and I cried for a minute when I found out that wasn't a girl, because I really liked having a girl, but I didn't think I'd want to have a girl. That's why I didn't want to chance having more than one girl.
Yeah.
So then I cried because they told me that Elliot was not a girl.
Wow.
I was like, what am I going to do with a boy? But it was funny because I only wanted boys when I was growing up. And then now I know what I'm going to do with a boy, because
you have one.
Yeah, because he likes trucks and Legos and stuff. So now I'm really smart and I know about trucks and Legos.
Why did you like really want to choose a girl over a boy or whatever?
Choose a boy over a girl?
Yeah.
Because I was an only child and I always wanted an older brother. So I always said that I wanted to make sure that if I had more than one child, that my girl would have an older brother. I'm sorry, I could not provide that for you.
No, it's okay. I like having a younger brother that looks up to me all the time. Because, like, older brothers, like, punch you and
tell you how ugly you are, and big and little brothers look up to you with hearts in their eyes and say, "Sisto, I love you."
I might be able to admit to you the only reason why I always wanted an older brother was because my friends that had older brothers, they always had cute friends.
Oh, wow.
And so if you... so their cute friends would come over.
Well, I mean, Elliot can thank me for that one.
Yes.
Because I have all my cool, cute friends that come over all the time.
Yes. So anyway, that was my... I think that was why I only wanted to have... But I really did always want to have an older brother.
Yeah.
Because they look out for you, supposedly. Mm-hmm.
That's understandable.
But you're going to be a good sister and look out for your older or your younger brother.
So. Yeah. And my younger brother would still beat someone up for me, no matter whether, regardless of whether he's older or younger, so we're good.
That's true.
I can see him, like, jumping on someone
for me. He could probably get some of his football friends.
Yeah, his football friends.
His middle school football friends.
Yeah, he'll channel his inner John Cena. Or no, he'll channel his inner Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, he likes John Cena better, actually.
So do I. He got that from me.
I know, he didn't get it from me, that's for sure.
Oof. Well, moving on.
Okay.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Don't do drugs.
Well, it's not bad advice. I mean, that's good advice for anyone.
It is. It is a good advice for everyone. I don't know. I think I would have told my teenage self that if they had the, if they thought they might want to drop out of college, maybe don't do it. Don't drop out of school and move across the country because you'll never finish. So that's probably the biggest piece of advice. Follow through with what you start.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am, age 42. Never graduated from college.
Oof.
Sometimes I talk about wanting to go back. But then I'd be like 72 by the time I finished.
Well, I mean, plus because you have like a family and a job to take care of.
Yeah, so it's harder. So I would definitely say... finish school to myself because I got this crazy idea of moving in across the country and following my path.
Your path?
Yes, because I read that book by Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist. It's about a sheep herder who follows his path.
Well, gosh, dilly dang.
I know. I'm not going to let you read it until you're 18.
Okay, noted.
Well, that's only because we don't want you to... we don't want you to follow your path until you graduate from college.
Well, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. You're learning from experience. So is that the only reason you dropped out? So you could go to Rhode Island?
Yeah, I was following my path.
Following your path.
Yeah.
Well, dang.
There might have been drugs involved.
Oh, my God.
Not really. Can we strike that from the conversation?
No one's going to hear it except with my teacher.
It says 1749. That's where you're going to splice it.
Yeah, say
hi to the record. Hey. Oh. Say hi to that guy.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Shh. We're in the middle of a very important interview.
Yeah.
I'm giving advice to my teenage self. Well, I'm giving advice to my teenage self.
Yes, it's very important.
All right, finish.
Okay.
That was my advice. Stick with your life.
Yeah. Do you have any regrets?
I believe in no regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets. No regrets.
That's so done.
No. I think that it's important to always be looking forward.
So don't dwell in the past.
Yeah, you can't really change it.
Yeah. You must settle instead.
Well, maybe just try to build on what happened instead of looking back and thinking about what could have been, because we're not time travelers.
Well, until DeLorean magically appears, time travel should have been invented in 2015. I don't know why.
Elon Musk is working on some kind of thing that's going to make us travel so fast we'll end up in the future, so why not?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. Maybe break the time-space continuum. Where do you see yourself years in the future?
Well, it depends. Because if Elliot decides to move to Hawaii, I'm going to have to move there. But if not, I see myself living in Grants Pass forever.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm old, you're going to take care of me. You're going to have a nice little apartment for me to live in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to take care of me.
Oh, Elliot's yelling at me now.
And I'm gonna be rocking on my rocking porch, my rocking chair on my porch with my great grandchildren. Hopefully, I'll have more than one grandchild.
You'll have many, I promise you.
Some in the form of puppies.
Yes. Puppies are counted as children in my book.
Okay, then. So mm-hmm. I'll have a lot of grand puppies.
Yeah. maybe Elliot can be the child bearer and I'll just be the puppy bearer.
That won't be the same, but okay.
Well, I'm going to be the one that lives in a big fancy riverfront property and gives you a nice guest house to live in.
Okay.
So you can live in the nice guest house on the river and Elliot can give you grandchildren.
Okay, that sounds good. And before that, I'd like to travel the world.
I want to travel
the world with your dad. So as soon as you guys move out, we're going to just drop everything and pack our bags. Let's go. Packing our bags. We're going to Antarctica today.
Let's go, ladies. Let's go. But before that, me and you are going to go to London. So
yes.
There's that when I'm 18. And then when we're done with that, I'll go to college. And then when Elliot moves out, you can go to like Antarctica or something.
Yes. Does it have to be Antarctica?
I don't know. That was the suggestion. Who went to Antarctica? Wasn't it Papa that went to Antarctica?
No.
When I interviewed him, he said he went to the North Pole.
Well, that's in the Arctic. Oh,
that's not the Antarctica.
That's the opposite. And that right there, my friend, might be something we need to get you a globe for.
I'm not good at geography. So I wear subjects.
BT dubs. Ancient Greece was a long time ago.
Thank you for reminding me of that. We're moving on. This is a mistake. We're moving on. Tell me a favorite memory that you have of me.
Oh my gosh. Only one?
You can tell me many, however many you have.
Only one favorite memory of you.
If you can narrow it down to one, but.
Well, I have like 8 gazillion awesome memories of you. Some of my favorites would be when you were smaller and you would use really big words, even though you didn't know what they meant.
Like that one Will Ferrell meme.
Or, like, you would say, "Dad, that is not very appropriate." Or when you said, "That's so hilarious," and you made up your own word because you didn't know that hilarious was the word you were looking for.
I still actually like accidentally slip and say hilarious every now and then because you make fun of me for it all the time.
I actually don't. I just inducted it into the Acres family vocabulary. Also, another favorite memory is probably, I don't know, that time that you were sleeping upside down in your bed is pretty good.
You have a picture of that one, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, all kinds of things.
About the one of Jimbo the clown.
Oh, yes, your clown clomping down the stairs.
Every morning.
Clomp, clomp, clomp. Clomp. I don't know, all kinds of favorite memories of you. Singing, always singing.
That hasn't changed much.
No, you were always singing.
I still
singing.
Dramatically sing in the shower. I mean, the acoustics are fantastic in the shower, so you can't blame me.
That explains why you take so long in the shower. My favorite memories of you are before you took showers on your own.
All right, now that I'm feeling personally attacked, it's time to move on. Time to move on to the next question. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
I am proudest of my children in my life.
Wow.
I know. That's so cheesy and true.
I know.
That's like, bleh. I just puked a little, but it's true.
I mean, I am such an awesome person, so.
You are. You and your brother both are my greatest accomplishments.
Wow.
I know.
Time to shed a single tear.
Quick.
Oh, gosh.
Let it out. So.
About professionally, what are you proud of?
Professionally?
Like, in work or something?
I don't know. I'm proud of the fact that I can come in second place at the interviews that I want.
All the time, just 24/7.
I don't know. I think I've got pretty good work ethic. I'm doing well.
I think
well.
You do. You taught me good work ethic. So.
Yeah, I'm doing well at my job. Mm-hmm. I think that's it, really.
There we go.
There it is.
Great.
My children, and I'm good at my job.
And getting second place.
Getting second place.
Huh? I'm sorry. How would you like to be remembered?
Oh, this is just getting deeper and deeper.
That was the point. I constructed
know.
This interview so that
you
I would get deeper towards the
this.
End.
How would I like to be remembered? Well, I would like to be remembered as funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like you to remember me as a good mom. Mm-hmm. Someone who's pretty caring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you babysit, or I should say dog sit all my puppies for me when I'm older, then I'm going to be like, yep, she was a fantastic mother.
She's a great, great mom.
Great woman.
She's a good grandma to my dogs.
Ah, there are 20 minutes remaining. Ignore the numbers over here, because, like, I didn't set a time limit, so it just, there are 20 minutes remaining. Like, there are however many minutes I want remaining.
However many minutes you want. That's good.
There are only a few questions left, though, so okay. We'll be done soon. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Don't do drugs.
I've learned a lot of things, like don't ever give cash without taking a receipt, especially from property management companies or drug dealers. Excuse me, do you have a receipt for that?
Cash or credit? Actually, I have a coupon.
One time, Dad and I got scammed out of $600. We always talk about that. Our $600. Maybe we'll get our $600 back. Because we were signing up for an apartment, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't give us the lease until the day we were moving in, but they took our $600 and didn't give us a receipt, so they never gave us our money, and then we almost didn't have a place to live, but quickly we found the place to live.
Found the perfect place. Yeah,
so that, don't get in the car with strangers, especially if they offer you candy.
Mm-hmm. I had to teach Elliot that because Matt offered him a ride in his car in exchange for candy. And I said, actually never trust him. He's not a good man.
So that's an important lesson I've learned in my life.
How did you learn? Did you go in a car because someone offered you candy?
Actually, no. But when I was a small child, that was like a really big deal. Like, mm-hmm. there was people dressed like clowns offering candy, and then you'd get in their van.
Well, welcome to 2018, where people still dress as clowns and offer children candy.
Well,
and
aren't they, like, weird. Scaring kids now, though, the clowns?
I don't know. I thought that trend was dead, and then Ray came to me in percussion the other day, and she's like, I saw someone dressed as a clown scaring children the other day. And I was like, well, it's back. Welcome to October, everyone.
Oh, heck. If you That's don't terrifying. Like October... Go home.
Okay, then.
Let's see. So that is a good lesson.
Mm-hmm. Are there any more?
I mean, I don't know. I think just always be true to yourself. I think
that's a good lesson
for everyone to learn mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
Don't compromise your own beliefs to make other people happy.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you knew this was going to be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you would tell me now? Your face is scary. Your face is like,
why would you put that in there?
Because it's deep. I got these all off the website. I didn't make many of these up.
I can tell that. Well, I would just want you to know how much I love you.
I love you too.
Aww, wait, release that tear.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Here it comes. I don't know. I think that's it. I would also tell you that the coins are hidden in the bottom of my closet.
A Griffin Richards coin?
Yes. Which I think we are supposed to share them with somebody, but right now they're in the bottom of my closet. So if I die, that's where they are.
Miss Tyrell, if you're listening to this, don't tell anyone where the coins are. Don't tell anyone.
That's it.
That's okay. This is getting depressing.
Just make sure you take care of Elliot.
I will take care of Elliot.
And Dad.
Yeah. All right. Because this has gotten depressing.
It is depressing.
Let's move on. Thinking about your family many generations from now, knowing that they could hear this interview, is there anything you would say to them or advice that you would like to share?
I would tell them that they should please ignore the sound of my voice because it's awful on recording.
Everyone, she's a much better woman than she sounds.
Turn it down. It's not good.
So can we get someone to, like, write all this down, like, in magazines when they do interviews?
Next time, can we type it out so that we don't have to, like,
Next time, I'll record it on Siri and have her be typing as we go.
Yeah, and that's it. That's probably... I would also just tell them to follow their path. Read some books. Make sure that you read lots of books.
Hey, books are important to read. Although the follow your path thing, you shouldn't be giving that advice till they're 18. Or else they're going to drop out of college. We just had this whole discussion.
I know, but maybe it will put them on their path that they want to be on mm-hmm. when they're in college.
Yeah.
So maybe that's okay too. Maybe they weren't going to go to college because they were scared. Maybe
follow their path means study abroad.
Maybe.
Then you're at least
back to ancient Greece.
Stop! That was one time.
You only went there once. It's okay.
Okay, look. Time to end this. Time to...
Hold on. I'm not done with my advice.
You're personally attacking me.
When it's cold, put on a sweater.
All right, that's good. Oh my gosh, stop giving me notifications.
So that's another one I would tell you. Mm-hmm. Always carry fresh socks.
Fresh socks? Why Why socks?
Well, because you never know when you're going to need warm socks. Because if your feet are warm, the rest of you are warm.
I thought it was if your head is warm, the rest of you is warm.
I feel like if my feet are warm, the rest of me is warm. Usually I'm like really hot if my feet are hot.
That's true.
And always carry extra socks.
Always carry extra socks. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go put some in my backpack now. So I just have an extra pair of socks. And so...
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
We might not have time to go to the movies tonight.
We're not?
Hold on. We're almost done. We're almost done. So, yeah. Thank you for your time. Yeah. I don't really know how else to wrap this up. All
right. Well, thank you for asking me all of these really... uncomfortable questions.
I'm sorry.
You get an A.
Miss Harrell, please give me an A.
Please give my child an A. It's not her fault.
Well, if that's all, thank you. And bye. The phone can't see
this
me.
This is Olivia Akers signing off.
Goodbye.
And good night.
Good night.